The epistle appointed to be read for this, the fourth Sunday after Easter, is taken from the epistle of St. James. Beloved, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no change nor shadow of alteration. Of his own will he has begotten us by the word of truth, that we might be, as it were, the first fruits of his creatures. You know this, my beloved brethren, but let every man be swift to hear, but slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not work the justice of God. Therefore, casting aside all uncleanness and abundance of malice, with meekness receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. John. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "I am going to him who sent me, and no one of you asks me, 'Where art thou going?' But because I have spoken to you these things, sorrow has filled your heart. But I speak the truth to you. It is expedient for you that I depart. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of justice and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of justice, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. And of judgment, because the prince of this world has already been judged. Many things yet I have to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will teach you all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he will hear, he will speak, and the things that are to come, he will declare to you. He will glorify me, because he will receive of what is mine and declare it to you." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, before we say anything, or I do anything this morning, let us first foremost put first things first, and above all things give tribute to our Blessed Mother. This is a beautiful day for her. And the more beautiful it is for her, the more beautiful does it become for us. This morning, on this beautiful day of the Blessed Mother, we are privileged, indeed we are, to have four of our little children receive their first Holy Communion. This is no small thing. And for us, who have been going to communion for all the years so far in our lives, going to communion is probably somewhat commonplace, which is wrong. Going to Holy Communion is never commonplace. It is always the greatest act that we can perform. It is the greatest privilege that has ever been given to us by God, to give of himself to us as our food. So when these little children receive Holy Communion this morning, let us pray for them. They are receiving it in all of the magnificent purity of their lives. They could not be more beautiful, could they? And in this wonderful world of ours, let us pray that somehow the beauty that is to be seen in them today will linger a little longer than usual for their sake and for our sake too. This morning, our Andrew Winland will put the crown on the head of our Blessed Mother. This in itself is no small thing. That we place the crown on the Queen of Heaven and Earth, little honor enough is given to her. We must do all we can to give her the honor that is her proper due, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Please allow the little children to come up to communion first, before any of us stir about. Let them receive and give them all the time they want, all the time they need to be able to know what's going on and to appreciate it. As usual, here in this little pedestal with the little bowl on it, the annual palm crosses are available. There are plenty for everybody. Please, everybody, take them in the usual way and take them home, even give them to friends if you need to or care to. After the sermon this morning, I'm going to bless our mothers and children, so that at least that's what the instruction says. But somehow or other, aren't we all mothers and aren't we all children of some form? Some of us might be somewhat advanced in age, but we're still children. And so let us all kneel and let us all partake of the blessing for us this morning. We get little chance, we have little chance indeed, to sing. So this morning we have an opportunity to sing. If you can't sing, sing anyway. Let the Blessed Mother hear you. Let her know that you mean what you're saying. And that's that. I think I have said everything that has to be said. If not, I'm sure I will be told right quick that I left something out. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. My beloved people, as I said a moment ago, that today is the Blessed Mother's Day. And that anything and everything that we can do to enhance the beauty of this occasion, we should partake of. And in so doing, let us remember that she is the one today, under God, of course, that she is the one who can bring the blessings of God upon this world of ours and upon this church of ours. And that by the use of the Holy Rosary, which I strongly present to you this morning, let us do our part, feeble as it may appear to be, let us do our part to bring this about as we approach the Blessed Mother, not only today, but every day of our lives. If we want an answer, we will certainly have to go to our Blessed Mother to get the answer that we need, whatever that may be, for our good and for all who need our good. In addition to this morning, we give tribute to Mother. Mother has to be the sweetest word in our language. And yet, how mangled has this word become? And as it has become mangled, motherhood has become mangled. And yet, what is there that is more wonderful for any of us than mother? There's something sacred about the very sound of the word. And so today we take time out to give honor to Mother, to each of you. We pray for you. I pray for you. We must stand tall. And I think there is more than just a cliche. I hate cliches. They're so dead. But I think there's more than just that when we say that as mother goes, so goes the world. I think there's more power in that statement than we are willing to give it. And all you have to do is look at the condition of mother out in the world. Hardly more than a biological necessity. Hardly more. And yet, she controls the world. Is it any wonder then that our world is mangled and bruised and crumbled and doomed? Is it any wonder? My beloved people, on such an occasion as this, we should meditate precisely on what we are about. The first thing that we must have today, or any day for that matter, is faith. By faith here, I'm not necessarily talking about sitting down and laboriously taking out the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dogmas of the church and say, I believe in this, I believe in 2, I believe in 3, I believe in 4, 5, 6. I don't mean that at all. Of course, it's understood that we must believe in the dogmas of the church. That's a foregone conclusion. But faith goes far beyond believing the dogmas that we speak of and that today we put so much emphasis in the belief of. Faith is something that is so tender and so kind and so wonderful that because of it, we love. And again, we have gone into love in earlier days. But if we do not comprehend faith as it should be comprehended, as it should be understood, as it should be taken into consideration. And if we don't love, if we don't comprehend love as it should be understood and comprehended, then everything that I say today and everything that I've ever said, it'll be just like writing it all in water. It will just be so much stuff that we have to listen to. The feeling of the world is dead, and we know it. Look how so many of the people of the world live, and how they rewrite things, as it were, to accommodate their peculiar situations in life, which they have manufactured to make life convenient for their lifestyle. We cannot proceed thusly. There is no way. As long as we have the vision of the here and now, of the things that we can touch, of the things that we can see, in the things that we can have, all of which, particularly today, all of which are secured by a healthy bank account, you know. I will digress for a moment. Remember the man who wanted security, so he went out and built himself some bigger barns, and he stuffed those big barns with a whole lot of things, hay and grain and all, and so he looked at himself, the job was finished, everything was done, well done, and he says to himself, now I am secure, now everything is all right. That night, he died. So much for his securities. My beloved people, if we do not have faith, if we do not have love, if we do not understand faith and love the way they're supposed to and have to be understood, then everything we say is meaningless. Like I said, like riding in water. And it's because of our faith, because of our love, that we can look at Mary and we can see Mary, a woman, just like any of you. And we can see her moving around the house, cooking and cleaning, teaching, and doing all the things that were expected of her as a mother, as a woman. And we can see, just take time out, and let us close our eyes and let us see Mary in our mind's eye. Beautiful, modest, holy, and everything else that she was like. And then let us open our eyes. And let us look at woman as we see her today. What a departure. What a tragedy. How unsightly. How unholy. How unbeautiful. How un-everything. Do we find this to be? My beloved people, today is Mother's Day. A beautiful day. A lovely day. And they tell me that the florists consider this to be the busiest day of the year for them. That's fine. It is the day that people run and start buying orchids and corsages and roses and red roses and yellow roses and white roses, and they mail an email and B-mail and X-mail and all of the other kinds of mail to the mothers, and the mothers put on the beautiful flowers. My son, my daughter thought of me today. Good grief. Is this the best we can do? That a rose or an orchid or a dozen roses or a dozen orchids or $1,200 bills or whatever else you want to send is going to take the place of the beauty that should exist between a woman and her child. These are tender moments. And unless we go back to a little bit of tenderness in our wonderful world, it will explode. And Mother, you are the one. If anybody can keep this from happening. It is all in your hands, Mother. It is all in your hands. Teach your little children the beauty of being a mother. Teach your little girls. Not only teach them, show your little girls. What they have to know. Everybody, please kneel.